Welcome to the world of Tales from Davidstown, a brand new supernatural audio horror series. Episode 1, Pilot, originally released April 14th, 2023.
Was I? Right. The first time. The night everything changed. Really changed. You'd finally convinced me to get out and live a little. Clubs, bars, the usual mess. Then again, I say the usual, but I could tell something was off. It wasn't the attack by that animal before that was playing in my mind. That was just the thing. It didn't bother me in the slightest at this point. I thought the rest had done me good. I felt great all day. Energized, alert, focused. I'd even hit the gym that day and destroyed those workouts. Never been a drinker. That night was no different. But by that point, I felt almost overwhelmed, overstimulated. Yes, I know what you want, you greedy bugger. All through the day, the sounds around me had gotten louder and louder. Colours more vivid. Smells more potent. Jesus Christ, Cat. How are you so noisy? It was like my senses had been dialed up to 1,000. Okay, just give me a minute. I think Mummy is having a migraine. Have you ever quick marched home and like, your body almost tries to catch up after you stop? I just assumed. Fuck. Why is it so hot in here? Had I been spiked? Why was my heart pounding like that?
Hey, it's just me. Hope you got home okay. Really hope you feel better. Catch up soon. Love you. Bye.
Hey, yeah, I'm back. Something's not right, Jess. I think I've been... What's wrong? What's gotten into... Little shit knew before I did. What the fuck? I can't quite remember why, but this feeling, it was like someone just dumped a lifetime supply of adrenaline in me right there and then. Suddenly, felt like I wasn't alone in the house anymore. Or more like, I wasn't alone in my head anymore.
Hot! Too fucking hot!
Maybe that was just the thing. Was it even my body anymore? It wasn't pain I felt, more a white, hot surge pulsing through me. Like something else was fighting for the wheel, fighting for control. I think by that point, I wish, I hoped, I had been spiked. That this was all some sort of hallucinogenic episode. I remember catching myself in the mirror. These long, pointed ears had started appearing through my hair. And right at that moment, something started pushing its way out of my mouth. It was the strangest sensation. The room started feeling smaller. But naturally, that was because I was getting bigger. At this point, I'm not sure what was making more noise, my throat or my heart. I remember words. Words seemed hard all of a sudden, like I was forgetting how to talk.
What's happening?
I thought of running, trying to get outside, get help somehow. Only my feet were absolutely not going to allow that. Then that word just kept running and running through my mind. Monster. 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 And then suddenly it all seemed so clear. Hunger. Meat. I need meat. I need to hunt. Fuck. I know you're going to think I'm crazy. I wouldn't blame you. But Jess, I need your help. I need to show you that I'm not losing my mind. That I really am a monster.
Stay right there. I'm on my way.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from Davidstown. We hope you enjoyed your visit. Before you leave, we've got some extras you might want to get your teeth into. Did you know that we have a Patreon page? Sign up for free today to listen to our behind-the-scenes podcast. Join us as a resident to support the creation of our show, gain exclusive perks such as our graphic novel, never-before-seen behind-the-scenes content, and get super early access to new episodes and more. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for more updates on all things Tales from Davidstown, as well as our website, talesfromdavidstown.com. Until next time, residents.